Relax into the present moment. Do what you need to do in the present moment. Yours is not to worry about that which we call the future. Do not lose power over the what-ifs of your life. These are unlimited and endless. Keep your power in the now, in present time. Keep your power just in the day that you are living on the earth, and not on how to maneuver tomorrow. Use all of your worldly connections, but not out of panic and not out of fear. Do what you need to do on your end. Your choice comes in knowing appropriate timing, clear motivation, and trust. Do not assume that the universe operates like humankind, because it does not. Do not insist that the universe comply with your understanding of it. Rather, hold on to the thought that there is nothing without value that exists upon the earth, that it is impossible to create any form of life that does not have value. Therefore, it is impossible to create any action that does not have value. You may not see it, but that is irrelevant. Live in the trust that when it is appropriate, pieces will fall into place and you will see clearly. Feel your intentions in your heart. Feel not what your mind tells you, but what your heart tells you. Rather than serve the fake gods of your mind, serve your heart, the real God. You will not find God in your intellect. Divine intelligence is in the heart. Open yourself to your fellow humans. Allow yourself to experience what you feel toward them and to hear what they feel. Your interactions with them form the basis of your growth. When you fear what you will find in yourself or what you will find in others, if you allow yourself to hear what others have to say, you turn your back on the opportunities that the universe is giving you to find the power of your heart, the power of compassion. It is not until you have the courage to engage in human relationships that you grow. Challenge your fears. Fear of growing and of transformation of self is what causes you to want to disengage from the present situation and reach for another. Each time you feel negative, stop, acknowledge that you are, and discharge it consciously. Ask what you are feeling and what is at the root of it. Go for the root of it in that instant. And as you work to pull the root, simultaneously look at the positive side and remind yourself of the greater truth that there is something spiritually profound at work. Remind yourself that your life is no accident, that you are under contract. Be mindful of the words that you use and the actions that you live and who you are and how it is you use your power. Ask yourself, what is really going on? Check your motivations. That automatically engages guidance. You will not be alone in your assessment.